Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. Apple's latest rumored project is taking the go big or go home mentality to a whole new level. We're talking about an 18.8-inch foldable iPad, reportedly in the works for 2028. Just imagine two iPad Pros side by side, but with a crease so subtle you might miss it. This behemoth of a tablet could even run macOS apps, blurring the lines between iPad and MacBook. It's like Apple's playing Tech Tetris, trying to fit all their devices into one giant foldable package. But let's be real. Is this the future of computing, or just a really expensive way to read comic books in ultra-wide format? Speaking of big tech and their brilliant ideas, Amazon's been in the hot seat lately. A Senate investigation revealed that Amazon executives ignored warnings about worker injuries. Turns out, move fast and break things wasn't just a motto. It was happening to their employees. Who needs safety when there are packages to deliver, right? It's like they took the, you've got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet, saying way too literally, except the eggs are people's bodies, and the omelet is next day delivery. Meanwhile, across the pond, the EU is giving Elon Musk a run for his money with their 10.6 billion euros Starlink competitor. They're aiming to launch by 2030, which in EU time is practically tomorrow. Let's see if they can deliver internet faster than they make decisions. It's like watching a turtle challenge a hare to a race, but the turtle is wearing a fancy European suit. In the world of automotive tech, hackers have figured out how to jailbreak digital license plates. Now you can make others pay your tolls and tickets. Finally, a use for blockchain that doesn't involve losing your life savings. It's like a real-life version of Grand Theft Auto, but instead of stealing cars, you're just messing with their plates. The UK is cracking down on social media companies, giving them 3 months to improve safety or face huge fines. Meta's probably wishing they could unfriend the entire country right about now. It's like getting called to the principal's office, but the principal is an entire nation and the detention is a multi-million pound fine. In the you can't make this stuff up category, a programmer wrote a bug so bad that security guards wanted to have a chat. When your code is bad enough to trigger a real-world boss fight, you know you've messed up. It's like summoning the final boss in a video game, but instead of a dragon, it's a very annoyed IT security team. And finally, a thought to ponder. If AI can generate realistic images, does that mean we can finally get decent-looking stock photos of people eating salad and laughing? Because let's face it, nothing says I'm enjoying this bowl of leaves like a forced grin and inexplicably pristine white teeth. Maybe AI can finally solve the mystery of why these people find lettuce so hilarious. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.